Hey, this is Erin Moran from A Girl Called Eddie, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
Wayfarm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wayfarm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanitta, the great ebb tide river also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture in Austerlitz, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture.
Thursday, December 21st, turn out or tune in to Catskill's Winter Solstice Festival. They're closing down Main Street. Cars from 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, with all sorts of entertainers wandering the area. The Avalon Lounge in Catskill has an outdoor showing of the Peanuts Christmas special, with Wesley Harper providing the soundtrack. And then indoors at the Avalon Lounge, Brian DeWan is giving his annual holiday performance.
So glad we're here. So glad it's Christmas. Bright lights everywhere. beloved Christ was born in Bethlehem off the Hill of Angels. Sing. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist on Christmas Eve 2023. And I'm just here to let you know the light is still there. The light is still shining. There is a bright side, hallelujah, somewhere. And the bright side is right now, right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Hudson, Catskill, Acre, New York. Yes, beloved, yes, we are listener-supported radio for open ears. And we want you to hear the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. The music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. I'm going to get it together. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you, Brother Rester Randall Martin of Martin AV Services, our audio engineer extraordinaire. How are you this morning, my friend?
You know, I'm doing so well, as I hope that our listeners are. You know, I really connected with that first song, you know, after all my multiple trips to the store and shopping. It just hit home. But you know what? Today is a day to celebrate the birth. Well, tomorrow. But today is the eve of the day to celebrate the birth of Christ. And, you know, and through that, we can celebrate with our families that victory. So, you know, I got no complaints.
Amen. And you know what? I thank the Lord for, you know, there's the family that we were born into, and then there's the family that we create. And so even if we don't have, you know, we might be the last man standing. Some people are the last person standing in their family lineage. All of the siblings are gone, or, you know, they may have been born into a small family and mom and dad are gone and it was just them. And now, but then you get to create family, you know? And so I'm just grateful for family, extended family, expanded family, church family, spiritual family, all the families, and reaching out to folk during this season too, letting them know. And one of the things I like about this season is that it's a time when I try and reach out, send out a card or email or text to people that I don't speak to on the regular, you know, let them know I'm thinking about them, and, you know, and just to let people know that they're loved. And so this is the season that we share such love. I'm so excited about this season. And, you know, I was just making up my bed this morning and realized I haven't done anything for the Christmas dinner. Okay, I've got to get to the store today before I'm up the creek without a paddle, because I haven't done any food shopping. Of course, I'm supposed to bring my famous family dish to the celebration, and I hadn't bought a thing. So, amen. You've been going in and out of the stores. I have not. I'll be in some stores today. And praise be to God.
Well, you know, just what you said, you know, you go and you think about, you know, you have your gift list in your head, and you think, okay, I'm going to get this and that and that. But then you think, wait a minute, you know, I got to get something for this person and that person, just to acknowledge, just so that they know that you know, that you care about them and you're thinking about them this holiday season. So that's one of the things that prompted going. Then once you get in the store, you get distracted. And then
that's when you got money, you get distracted. When you ain't got no money, you get in and you get out.
No, you still got to do a lot of thinking about with these prices. You still got to do a lot of thinking about it, and then you leave and you say, wait a minute, hold on, I forgot the cat food. So anyway,
then you got to go right back. Well, praise be to God. It's
Amen.
Also a time of year, you know, with end of year stuff and all of the non-for-profits and organizations that are doing things, you know, we're seeking those end of the year donations.
That's right.
And
that's
so
right.
In addition to that, you know, helping, trying to be as supportive as I can. You know, you have the politicians trying to get their thing together. And then you have like weddings. We had a wedding, a wonderful wedding. Shout out to Pierre and KK, a beautiful wedding on Friday night. And then you got folks having birthdays. I mean, it's a lot. But praise God, I'm so glad that, you know, there are people in our lives and we can bless as we can bless. Amen.
Amen.
And we want to bless you, my beloveds, right now. Yes, we do. We want to bless you with the music for the heart, mm-hmm. the mind, and the soul. Our first song up was It's Christmas by CeCe Winans and Hark the Herald's Angels Sing by the Sing Out Gospel Choir. Now we're going to keep it moving with a list that's coming with all the Christmas favorites, some of them with a new flavor to it, though, some of them with a little twist. We have Come All Ye Faithful by Kirk Franklin and the Family, Go Tell It on the Mountain by James Fortune and Fire, Born a King, Stephen McWhirter and Jason Claiborne, Who Would Imagine a King, Whitney Houston, Jesus, the Light of the World, an oldie and a goodie, Miss Aretha Franklin, and Tidings by Israel and New Breed. After that, beloved, I will be back with my spiritual social commentary for Christmas Eve 2023. Listen and be blessed. Amen. Let the music play.
Yeah, I told A-Ron I wanted to take it back for a minute and sing some of those songs we grew up listening to around Christmas. I can remember back in my dad's church, this one used to be one of my favorites. Come on, fire.
Christ the Lord Emmanuel.
Listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson in Catskill, New York. We are listener-supported radio for open ears, and I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. This is the bright side. There is a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, that's what we do, and we do it for you. We got music coming up, and I'll be back after that. We have what we have coming up. Jesus, the Light of the World, Miss Aretha Franklin, and Tidings by Israel and New Breed. After that, I will come back with my spiritual social commentary for Christmas Eve 2023.
Jesus is the light of the world. Come on, choir.
comfort and joy. Comfort and joy.
Well, beloved, we come to bring you tidings. Hopefully they have comfort and joy, but I do want to put a disclaimer out there. You have children in the room, and they're looking for Santa Claus. You might want to have them go into another room. So this is something I want to talk about in my tidings of comfort and joy. So we are here, beloved, on Christmas Eve. Yes. And, you know, we are celebrating in the celebration of Christmas Eve. We are celebrating that night that happened so many millennia ago. It was a magical night. It was a magical night. And the word magic, you know, is defined as the power, I think it's in the Wikipedia, the power of apparently influencing the course of events by using mysterious or supernatural forces. Magic. It was a magical night. That's what we're celebrating on Christmas Eve. This magical night where this star appeared in the sky. And in the sovereignty and the wisdom of God, there were some magi, all right? And they were students of the stars. Magi, back in those days, were priests in the earlier religions of Western Iran. And so these priests, part of their study and part of their wisdoms came from the knowledge of the stars. And this new star appeared, this bright, we call it the bright morning star, that appeared to them. And because they were familiar with the stars and the constellations and knew that this was a new star, they followed it. Yes, beloved, they followed it. This was part of their training. This was part of what, you know, made their boat float, was knowing what was going on in the stars. So they followed it, and they followed it to Jerusalem and Bethlehem. This supernatural occurrence of this new star appearing in the skies. Now, you know, we have developed traditions in Western culture about Saint Nick, who was, what history tells us, a very wealthy man, inherited his wealth, and then distributed it to people in need. I guess that's part of what happens during this time of year when so many people, and I don't tend to do it as much, need to do it more, but knock on doors, you know, through our letters and our emails and phone calls or whatever. Hey, can you give a little something at this time of year to help us with our work that we're doing, right? This is out of that tradition of Saint Nick, but it got twisted, it got turned around, and the magic of this night became all about Santa. The magic of this night became about, you know, the jolly fellow in the red suit that has this magical sleigh pulled by reindeer, one with a very shiny nose, coming through the skies, right, to bring gifts to children who have been nice, right? I want to get back to, I'm on a mission to get back to what the magic of that night was, and it was that the Christ child was being born. And, you know, if I was going to give my message today a title, or my thoughts today a title, it would be, what makes Jesus so special? What makes Jesus so special? You know, again, our traditions have begun to make it about Santa Claus and how special Santa Claus is. He can get down chimneys, and you know, if you don't have a chimney to put a stocking at, you know, he can get through your front door and put the gifts there in the, well, we still hold on to the stockings, but gifts have gotten a lot bigger. Sometimes even a brand new car in the driveway with a bow on it, right? So it's all about Santa and, you know, and how special Santa is, right? And what Santa is able to do in one night. But what God did in one night, beloved, hallelujah. He introduced salvation to the world. He clothed, God clothed God's self in human flesh, and so that God would be able to relate with us, that God would know what it is to experience life as a human being, his creation, from the womb to the tomb, that Mary allowed herself to be a vessel through which God would bring his own self into the world as a child, as a baby, and not be born in a palace and with a silver spoon, but born in a manger, shepherds being like the lowliest profession you could have in that day. But those were the first ones to see the child born in the manger. Come on here, somebody. And then, amen, for this child to go through the process of being dependent on a mother and an earthly father for protection and for provision and for nurture and teaching, creating that home environment that God so wants children to have, right? Even sending a dream to Joseph to get your child up out of here, because Herod is on a rampage killing children, and you need to take him into Egypt. And, you know, the magic of this season and of the early life of Jesus Christ, that's what we celebrate tonight. And what makes Jesus so special, there's so many scriptures, but I just want to point to a couple. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 14, where it says, Jesus broke down the wall of hostility that separated us, Jew and Gentile. He broke down the wall of hostility. You know, God had revealed himself to the Jewish people that he was one God, right? Monotheistic, one God, because there was a belief in throughout the world of polytheism, that there are many gods, and people were celebrating different things and giving glory to different things and relying on different things, different manifestations of supernatural and different manifestations of power. And so God wanted us to know that there are other gods and there are other sources of power. Yes, but there is one true and living God who will judge all other gods and who is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And he wanted us to understand and know him better. Hallelujah. Even the people of Israel who had the manifestation knowledge of one God were messing that message up. They were using it to make themselves elitist. They were using it, and God wanted all the world to know. So Jesus broke down the wall of hostility that existed and separated Jews and everybody else, which were called Gentiles back in the day. That is one of the wonderful things and special things about Jesus the Christ. Amen. Hallelujah, beloved. In 1 Thessalonians in chapter 5, Paul begins to, Paul, who had been a Jew, his name was Saul, he had this connection, this revelation and experience with Jesus, the resurrected Lord, that changed him. And he became a Christian, a messenger of God. And he writes to the church that he had started in Thessalonica. And he tells them in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, round about verse 11, that encourage one another and build each other up, just in fact as you are doing. We ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, who admonish you. Hold them in high regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. We urge you, brothers and sisters, to warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back harm for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. These are the teachings of Jesus Christ in kind of a nutshell. There's so many reasons why Jesus is so special, so many reasons why we celebrate his birth worldwide, so many reasons why the eve of his birth is so important. And I'm just so glad that I know this and that I'm here to be a cheerleader in that section. Hallelujah. This is the night Christ was born. To God be the glory. As Paul writes to the believers in Jesus, he still speaks to us. He is the Prince of Peace. He wants us to live in peace with each other and to build each other up and to care about those who are weak and disheartened and encourage them. He admonishes us, Paul, to follow the footsteps of Christ. And I heard somebody say that, you know, the devil is a good copycat, a better copycat of God than God's own children, right? But we want to be copycats of God. We want to be copycats of his revelation of God through his son, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. We want to follow those footsteps. Yes, we do, as Christians, as believers, and as humanity. It just don't hurt to follow the footsteps of Christ. So let us watch for the opportunities, beloved, today, tomorrow, in the days to come. Yeah, on a daily basis, opportunities to ease the burden of others who are going through difficult seasons in their life. Jesus came to see about us, beloved, and to give us new life, to give us new power, new hope, new strength. Thank you, Jesus. Happy birthday. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, with reasons why Jesus is so special. And what else is special is that we come to you with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we've got more of that coming up right now. We have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas by The Whisperers. Some of y'all don't know nothing about that, but I'm bringing it to you today. The Whisperers. Yes, after that, I'll be back with my final comments and a Christmas prayer.
The years, we all will be.
Yes, beloved. Have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Father God, I just thank you for the opportunity to share with my sisters and brothers and friends over these airwaves on tonight, on this morning. Thank you, Lord, as we look forward to the magic of this day, what happened so many thousands of years ago, the supernatural occurrences, Lord, the appearing of the star and the appearing of the Savior. Thank you, Holy God. Lord, for those who are under the weather, those who are battling conditions, Lord, that need your guidance, need your help, Lord, need your comfort, need your relief, I pray, God, that it will please you to find people and to minister to them in this season, Lord. Let tomorrow, let the end of this year, oh God, be manifestations of your care, your love, your power in their lives. I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, those who have turned away from you, oh Lord, I pray this would be the season that they turn back to you. Those who have never known you, I pray this is the season they come to know you in a personal way. Father, I thank you, oh God, for those who are family by blood and those who are family through the blood of Christ. I thank you, oh God, as we celebrate you worldwide for the love that manifested on Christmas Day, came to us on Christmas Eve. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, now and forever. I'll give you the glory, I'll give you the honor, and I'll give you the praise. I pray for those who are celebrating birthdays this month, and especially those who are celebrating birthdays on Christmas Day. Oh, God, what a thing to share your day of birth with the birth of our Lord. What a blessing. Let them know it is. Let them be blessed. I pray it and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Remember those who are grieving, God. I do remember them in my prayers and thoughts too. Listen, beloved, remember and know that God loves you. Yes, he does. I don't care what it looks like, it sounds like, it seems like, it smells like. God loves you. God is here for us. God is fighting for it. God is in it with us. God with us, our Emmanuel. So in that knowledge, beloved, I want you to stay blessed. I want you to rest and stay blessed. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. And what would it be Christmas without Handel's Messiah? This is the Quincy Jones version. We're going to go out with that. Merry Christmas. Happy birthday. God bless you all. Handel's Messiah. Hallelujah. Thank you.